Another report from another high-level commission in America, appointed this time by the governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon, studies U.S. society and concludes that there is a significant racial inequality in and around St. Louis. You've got to be kidding. This is new? This is something we didn't know? Perhaps this number in the report is surprising, though. If you live in one mostly black suburb, your life expectancy is 3 decades shorter than if you live in another mostly white suburb. Or how black elementary students are more than 7 times more likely to be suspended than their white peers. But how surprising is all this, really? Oh, and there are 189 policy calls to action to deal with all this, like make a database on police use of force. Well-meaning commissions are one thing. Changing the language of race in America is something else. And we're trying to gauge if a valid, productive new conversation on race in America is possible in the wake of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson last summer or the other police shootings that have caused us to rethink law enforcement, rethink race and incarceration in America. You may recall that Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson found himself in the middle of the violent protests in Ferguson a year ago. He was appointed as an impromptu mediator, a civic leader at one point, and he says the experience changed him, and it changed the way people see him as an African-American and as a police officer.
I think there were some on both sides who saw me taking sides, and really I've talked about walking down that middle of the road, but I think because of the color of my skin, surely there would be some who would say his actions are based on being black, based on being from the community. But I think those that looked at it with an open eye, an open mind, saw that I walked down the middle road and I was for all mankind. It was about humanity for me.
Did you feel as though there was nobody in that middle at any point in the months since the Michael Brown death? It's become really clear to me that the assumptions of the African-American community about law enforcement and the assumptions of the white community are so different as to not intersect except in very specialized circumstances like the clergy or people who are involved in activism, that essentially to grow up black is to grow up assuming that police may have occasion to kill you. And that stems directly from the lynching history in America, from the slavery history in America, and from the fact that historically law enforcement has been used to carry out racial violence in America. And that is a sense that's been transmitted down the generations. And, you know, whites don't have that, but blacks have that. And that couldn't be more different.
Well, I think the view in urban communities would be that there's a difference when we talk about justice. But I think when we look at urban communities, we not only have to look at color, but we also have to look at economics. So I think sometimes there's a sense of there's a difference in justice. I think that for me, the early days of Ferguson, in my mind, I wanted to ensure that we didn't go back to the days of the 1960s and the riots that we saw back in the 60s. And so I think we always have to look at history because history determines how we feel and how we react to different situations.
Is it a crime to be mad at police on the streets of an American city?
No, I think that we all have a right to feel how we want to feel. When someone's mad at me, then I need to do those things to try to change that. And try to change that those feelings and those emotions, but being mad and upset is not a crime.
But then, why is it possible for an African American young person to so provoke an officer, even if he's unarmed, that he would end up dead?
You know, let me say that law enforcement in this country, I am proud to be a trooper, but I think when someone in law enforcement, any profession, does something that is not what we expect, then we need to deal with that situation appropriately. And I think that justice and interaction with law enforcement has to be the same for everybody, not just perceived to be the same. It has to be the same.
Why is this so hard?
I believe we have to be able to have real conversations. I know people have been critical of me because of some of the things that I have said. that are real and honest. And I think we have to have that real conversation. And real conversation may hurt sometimes, but real conversation makes us better. In some of our poor communities, in some of our communities of color and poor economics, when we look at some of the court systems and some of the ticketing policies that create somewhat of a debtor's prison for citizens, when ticket revenue is such a part of the economics of a community, you know, those are real things that we find out in our urban communities and our low-income communities, and we have to talk about those.
Now, I'm guessing, and I'm totally guessing here, that you don't rise to be captain in the Missouri State Highway Patrol without going along at some point. You know, we're a nation that kind of minds our own business, and, you know, I'm not going to get in your way, you don't get in my way. That grants a lot of permission for people to say a lot of offensive things under their breath, that maybe it would be better if they were brought out in the open. Can you think of a moment over the last year where you wish you'd done that, where you have done that, or even over your whole career?
You know, I talked to a group of citizens, and I told them that I had been a coward, that there were probably times in my career where I should have said some things, and I did not. And so that's why I made this commitment to ensure that I would walk down the middle of the road, and but that I would be here for this entire community, this entire region. And I began to talk, use the word humanity, because humanity stands for standing for all. And so I think that we could all probably look back at our lives and say there are things that we should have done different or things that we wish we have would have said. But I can tell you that I have never in my life let injustice go by if I saw it.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you very much, sir.
Ron Johnson is captain of the Missouri Highway Patrol.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.